Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Love, written by Damien Dempsey, that's George Murphy, and Tara Harley, who's with me this morning and is now disassembling one of her instruments. I shouldn't say that. Because, you know, you have a beautiful voice, singing voice as well.
Thank you.
Are you available for Eurovision?
Absolutely.
I'll have a word.
Yeah.
I know someone.
Would you be involved in this for a while, Marty?
I've had an involvement in it for a little while now.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice. It's a gorgeous song.
Thank you. It's a beautiful song. And do you know what? It's actually a true story about Gary Brown. He's the writer of the play. And Gary lost his dad. His dad was only 34 when he died on a docking accident. His dad was a docker and he got killed on the docks.
Right.
And that song, My Liffey Love, he was left with four young kids, his mum, Anna Brown. So
my father-in-law worked on the docks as well.
Really?
Yeah, and if anybody knows the Dents, D-E-N-T-S, lots of them had careers in the docks. Okay. And it's quite interesting, if you go down, they had an exhibition, you may not know about it, it's gone now, but they had it down in the East Wall, and they had they all had nicknames.
Yes.
Mad nicknames, you know. I used to think it kind of sounded a bit like the Mafia, like, you know, Tiny would be huge, all that, carry on.
Yeah.
But they all had these nicknames, and everybody knew who somebody was
by their nicknames.
Not by their name at all.
Yeah.
Which is
interesting. And that's a scene in the play. We have a whole scene on nicknames were huge in the docks.
That's
and
right.
There's, you know, nicknames like, and I never knew any of this.
No.
You know, so when I was reading the script, I was laughing and I was like, oh, this is a good crack. And then he was like, that was real.
It's absolutely real.
Somebody was called the priest because they always worked on Sundays. You know, somebody was called the bottle because they had nothing from the neck up.
There you go.
You know, someone was called the clock because they had one arm longer than the other. You know, and
I think I know who that was, actually.
This is a scene, you know, that we do, and Jacko is saying, you know, nicknames are huge in the docks, and, you know...
Yeah, Dublin accent came out there.
Yeah, the Dublin accent's coming out. Do you know what I mean? And it's funny, because, like, method acting, like, I find easiest to do. So, like, I was practicing... I'm getting the train up and down from Houston, and from Limerick to Houston, and I was like, no, I need to pretend I'm a dub all day today, because otherwise, you know, it just helps me. There's certain words that are hard to say, like heard, like we'd say I heard, and I'm like, I heard that. So it's kind of like there's certain things, and I was like, God, I can't, you know, and it's daunting. I'm in Dublin putting on a Dublin accent. It's not like I'm in America. It's not like I'm somewhere where no one knows how I sound. But
Al Pacino wasn't in it, from what is how I phrased it. So the method acting was fantastic. Now, you're going to play something for us as well.
Yes.
Now, what have you got? Because I can't see over the desk.
I have the Illan pipes here.
Oh, look at them, gorgeous. Yes.
Aren't they beautiful?
Oh, I love the pipes. I love the pipes.
They're just one of those instruments that, and I know I'm biased saying them, but
I know
they are just one of those instruments that
but whenever you hear them, particularly if you're away, you're grabbed. Your heartstrings, you're gone.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm a great favourite. Newfoundland by Sean Davey.
Yeah.
Which we have featured in a show that we've done. I think it's one of the most beautiful pieces of music.
Yeah,
I know.
Absolutely amazing.
And a great composer. What are you going? Because you want to play for us, obviously.
I
didn't just bring it to show
me. Have you any requests? A gig. Someone says, "Have you any requests?" And then someone shouts up 10 things, and you don't know any of them.
Have you got the feels about them, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to play?
I'll turn on the drones now. So bear with me for a second, folks. This is live radio.
What is it? Excuse me. Everything seems to be working.
Yeah.
Tara Howley. By the way, while you're setting yourself up, it's a big undertaking, the Ambassador Theatre, for 5 nights. It's a big undertaking.
It is, yeah.
That really is quite a...
And I think we've put in so much work over the last couple of months for this play.
Yes.
And Joe Byrne, the director, has been incredible. He's been so good because, like I said, it's just the two of us on stage. There's nothing else. There's nowhere to hide. There's no chorus coming in.
Yeah.
It's just the two of us. And George and I have, and Gary as well, we've just been working so so incredibly hard on this, so we'd really love if enough people, and I was just saying there off air that a lot of my friends that came last year are actually coming this year as well. And maybe the pity vote was last year because it was my first time doing it. But to know that they're coming again is...
Well, I mean, there's going to be laughter and tears in a thing like this because so many people will relate to it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to play?
I am going to play... I'm going to play an Irish tune. You might recognise it.
Okay. Want that to keep going. I didn't want you to stop. I was kind of immersed in the dawning of the day. That's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Oh, that's magnificent. It must be wonderful to be able to just pick up the instrument and away you go.
It is.
But you do it with great.
It's definitely something that I don't take for granted. And I think, like, when I was on tour, you know, with Riverdance, like, no matter what went on during the day, there's obviously the piece, the Eileen Piping piece in the show, Queen of Cú Chulainn.
Yeah.
I had known that piece. I had learned that piece from, I mean, every Eileen Piper who's played the pipes has heard of Davies Flan, who, you know, was the original Piper.
Correct.
And his version of that is just incredible.
Limo Flynn.
And Limo Flynn, yeah. Like, and I actually got to meet Limo Flynn 9 years ago at a St. Patrick's Day concert in the National Concert Hall, and I froze. Like, I was shaking.
I'm not surprised.
And he was so lovely. And my first question... was like, what's your favourite slow air to play in the pipes?
Okay.
And I was, honest to God, I was so excited. And Bill Puilin, who invited us to come to it, because we were in rehearsals for Riverdance at the time,
right.
He was like, yeah, would you like to say hello? And I was like,
yeah.
Like, because he's, I mean, so iconic. Like,
that's right.
grew up listening to him on, like, on tapes.
Yes. That's right, that's right.
Before CDs.
Yeah, and you see him on TV.
Showing my age now.
he sat in this room with us one day and I was just mad because he was a lovely person as well as being...
And so gentle.
Yes, very gentle.
So, and he took his time. It wasn't just, hi, how are you? Yes, yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, and you play the pipes as well. I was like, yes, I do, Vanessa.
Would you see, he got you.
Yeah.
Knowing that you were getting him, do you know?
Yeah.
And I think that that's that connection, which can, you know, I've always said if the one person in the world, if I ever met Paul McCartney, I would absolutely freak.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'd have anything to say. It happened to me once that I lost the ability to speak.
Really? With who?
Al Pacino.
Really?
I just stood there like a 10-year-old. Because I love his acting. I've loved him all my life.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. And that, I don't think that's unusual. I don't think it's unusual.
No, it's not.
That you would feel that sense of, because this is a hero. This is a...
Yeah.
Somebody that you aspire, I don't aspire to be Al Pacino, but somebody that in your case, you aspire to.
Aspire to sound like and to be like and to have that kind of warmth of just an aura that you're not far away from somebody just because you have a talent. You know, I think that goes for every walk of life as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like someone that's nice to you is nice. You don't need to know anything else about the person.
No. And they don't have to be because,
sometimes
the genius is enough, if you like, and you cut them off. Do you know? Will you stay with me for a few minutes?
I will indeed,
What else did you bring? Did you bring the drums, no?
Oh, we could have a drum off.
Do you play? Yes, we could. Do you play the full kit of drums?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's up to you. I'd be happy to get a kit of drums.
Yeah, we will.
Say we are. Don't move an inch, please. Chatting with Tara Howley, who's with George Murphy in Dockers at the Ambassador Theatre from Tuesday the 8th until the 12th of April, which is literally around the corner.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën. Maybe the most comfortable cars in the universe.
Now it's 9:20. Time to get in touch with Orla. Our final check in the traffic this morning. Orla, good morning.
Good morning.
So what have you got for me now?
So we're going to start in Dublin, and there's a collision on the M1 southbound between Junction 2, Dublin Airport, and the M50 interchange. There's a separate breakdown on the M1 northbound at the M50 interchange, and the lower road in Lucan is closed on the M1 southbound between the village and the Blanchardstown turnoff due to an incident. Elsewhere in Limerick, the Bally Simon Road is busy inbound coming from the Gary Glass roundabout towards the Tipperary roundabout, and the Ennis Road is heavy inbound towards the Henry Street junction. In Cork, the Kinsale Road is slow northbound between the Grange Road junction and the Kinsale Road roundabout. In Galway, there's a queue on the N6 inbound just before the Coola roundabout. And finally, the Headford Road in Galway is heavy between the Castlegar Road junction and Bohun the Drav. That's your latest traffic and travel news.
All right, Orla, thanks so much. And we talk to you. Are you in tomorrow?
I'm not at Sinead, back with you in the morning.
That's a Perry in it.
I know.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'll see you later.
I'll see you later. I won't talk to you here tomorrow. I'll probably talk to you upstairs. Now, I was lucky enough, says Chris McKenna, in a tie, to be the camera up in the Three Arena for the Riverdance 25th anniversary gigs that Tara played in. Fantastic musicians.
Aww,
and he could see.
Thank you.
I think of Chris as a guy. It could be a girl. I think it's a guy.
They're incredible.
All the way from Kilfenora. What a voice. I'm off to see the Dockers. This is Andy this morning. I think we'll have to go ourselves because I have this family history with it, with the whole idea. The other thing you need to know this morning is I used to be in a band once upon a time, a wedding band.
Really?
I know it's an admission I shouldn't share.
Nope.
I tell you
without
why.
A wedding band, the wedding
I'll tell
would
you
be
why.
Very dull.
I'll tell you why. Because George Murphy was the singer.
No way.
That shook you now. Isn't that mad? And I'm looking at this. We did.
Epic.
It was part-time. It was just a bit of a laugh. And
can you remember the weddings you played at?
Absolutely not.
You should have just said John and Orla.
No, I don't. But anyway, George Murphy.
Small world.
Great voice.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's a great voice.
And it's a voice that you can recognise anywhere.
Yes.
With a mic, with no mic, offstage, onstage. It's just that striking, authentic.
And it's very Dublin.
As real as you can get.
Real, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, and people should remember that he did the Dubliners. He did Luke Kelly.
He did, yeah.
He did, and he was fantastic at that.
Yeah.
Now, there was a song called This River.
Yeah.
Tell me about this. This is another, obviously, Damien Dempsey song.
Yeah, so this was written for the Dockers as well. So I think we're so lucky in the play that there are, you know, songs that mean so much to, I suppose, the lives of the Dockers, to honour the Dockers, to honour the history of Dublin, which, you know, there's so much history in this play that's done through songs. It's done through kind of, you know, chat. It's done through obviously acting, but I think it's a lovely way of, rather than, you know, going to something and it's 3 hours long and you're kind of looking at the clock going, when is it?
Sure, yeah,
when is this? And we've all been there, you know, let's be honest, we've all been to something that's that little bit too long and you're kind of going, oh yeah, it was good, but your attention is gone.
Whereas that's right.
This, there's, you know, scene after scene, there's something new. There's a song, there's a story behind the song, there's a laughter, there's a bit of banter between George and myself, you know, and we're kind of bickering on stage at each other because I'm kind of annoyed at him because he thinks he's a great singer and, you know, that's why he's not in the Docks anymore. And, you know, I'm like, I'll reach out, but you're bleeding down me head and, you know, and it's kind of, but then we both, you know, obviously we're the cousins, so we're best of friends outside of it all. So it's kind of like what I was saying to you, like a compliment to somebody, like, yeah, you're all reach out.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
That means that they're your best friend.
That's right. That's right.
You
know, that
means you're in.
You're holding it back in a way. You're holding it back.
Exactly.
This is the river. This is you sing on this, don't you?
We're both singing on this, but this is George's. Yeah.
And are the pipes on this? Because you're not going to do it here without playing them again.
Might get another blast of the pipes.
It would cheer anyone on this Monday morning. It's,
rise up along built on the souls of people, my people before me, who labored on this river until their backs were sore. They drank and laughed and sang here, kept coming back for more. This river was their life source, their playground and their home. Its tides were a reminder that change always must come. We made these keys our fortress. Just could not win on this river. This river. This river. This river. These docklands bred a people of traditions and great lore. A place that's almost disappeared and soon will be no more. But we hope you will remember our history and our past. This port was built on keystones.
Trying to sneak in there, is it? Is that you? You're playing the fiddle in that, right?
Playing fiddle in that,
oh, that's
yeah.
Lovely. That's called This River, Damien Dempsey. Will you just play me something, just to take us up to the news? There's something about that instrument at the time, and I'm it's very, very wrong of me to do this to you, but if you don't mind. Just a reminder again.
It'd be a bad job if a musician couldn't play a tune, wouldn't it?
That's a very good point. And during the course of the show, you're playing, is it six different instruments you're playing on during the show?
Yeah.
Yourself and George, I just want to wish you the best because I think it's a fine idea. Ambassador Theatre, which was a cinema, of course, and I think we saw Elbow there years ago when they were only in the early stages, yeah. But the Ambassador Theatre, it's Tuesday the 8th on Saturday the 12th. Do you just book through the theatre or what do you?
Ticketmaster. So you just go online and just search the Dockers.
Okay, and we should mention the playwright, the author, Gary Brown this morning. Joe O'Byrne is directing the new songs from Damien Dempsey. Going to give it to Georgie Murphy and Tara Howley, who's here, who's going to play the pipes just to cheer us off for Monday. Absolutely. it exactly up to 9:30. You're like a professional in a way.
Oh my God,
Tara, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.